Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of Free Flowing. I am Harriet Afua, so excited you could join me on today. Wanted to invite everyone out to join me for the Success Retreat. I'm telling you, the time is coming. Today's another day to register. I know we're getting close. I know there's a lot going on, but go ahead and make the investment in yourself to come out and get pampered and improve your life to the greatest level to have maximize your greatest asset, September 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Radisson Hotel West in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Just $99. Otherwise, after 31st, you'll be paying $149 for all 3 days. All right, let's get started. Taking a deep breath. Whew. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to take in a deep breath. It's an awesome moment when we can just sit back, rejoice, and enjoy every part of who we are. So much has been going on this week. There's the commemoration of the March on Washington with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in his famous and infamous I Have a Dream speech. Because, you know, we learned so much about that, and that was everyone is so inspired by the dream. But the dream really means nothing if we can never make it an actuality. And not just Dr. King's dream, but your dreams as well. We have to be able to move into a place in our lives that allows us to feel, decide, commit, and then actually succeed at completing and bringing that dream into a reality. Otherwise, we find ourselves embarking on a journey that is far, far, far away from anything that we ever want to do. So when you do that, you find yourself panicking. Why? Because the dream has never been fulfilled. And so you think that you still need to run on this rat race or this, wheel that's inside the rat cage to keep you going because you don't want to offend people, because you don't want to stop doing what you know is not producing you the results. A dream, what happens to a dream deferred? It dries up like a raisin. Simply done. It's just words until you put actions to it. So while we're commemoratively acknowledging Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, let's go deeper and ask ourselves, as we reflect and honor his dream and the progress we've made or not made, what about the progress you've made and not made about your own dream, bringing into full vision, into full focus, as you would have it to be? Marion Afua is doing that on today, looking back, asking herself, what is it that I need to decide upon and make a decision upon today? What is it that I need to commit to more and make sure that I succeed in every aspect of life? See, so many of us, we get caught up in this whole idea that it's going to be okay. We're going to continue on. It doesn't matter. As long as we continue to, you know, say we're going to do it, it's okay. We look at the vision boards, it's okay. If we read the affirmation, it's okay. If we create the affirmation, it's okay. But where's the action? Where is the commitment to actually make it happen? When do you take the time to meditate, visualize, so that it can begin to manifest? And you can be led in the right direction. Absolutely. Positively, this is where we are in this station right now. How do you connect your purpose and your passion and make it profitable? How do you connect your purpose and your passion and find peace? How do you connect your purpose and your passion and bring about a legacy? One that you're proud of, one that you are not afraid to share with other people or display in front of other people. Too often, we are negating our lives for the possibility of fear interrupting our lives. Yep, just the possibility that there might be fear. Just the possibility creates a fear that tells us that we do something, that we should not make an opportunity to try to build and enhance and better our lives. The fear. Not that there's really anything there, but we create this whole scenario within our heads that tell us that we can't do it, that we're too old, that we're too young, that we don't have enough education, that we don't have enough skills, knowledge, and ability. And that is not at all the truth. And it definitely is not our reality. Take in a deep breath and think about that. Let it resonate in every cell of your body as to what your dream is and how it connects to your passion and your purpose and how you can make it profitable and how you can find peace in doing that. What do you need to make a decision about that you're going to commit to and make sure you succeed at it? It's a simple thing, but it's kind of complicated because we have all these connections to other people. When you are connecting to other people, remember, you're connecting because you have a contribution to make and they have a contribution to make, and it's up to you to focus on those contributions, not the connection. Some connections last longer than others. We talked about this before. Absolutely. So when you reevaluate this dream or this vision that you have, when you can see yourself doing all these great things or having these wonderful ideas, writing a book, going to start a business, going to get married, raise your family, spend more time with your children, spend more time with yourself, whatever it is, commit to it. Don't let anybody stop you. If you say that you're going to spend 2 hours a day just solely focused on the things you want to do for you, then do it. And don't feel guilty about it.
obviously, if it came in your mind, you need it. And if the world goes crazy in 2 hours because you're not running around taking care of other people, guess what? It's okay. You have to value yourself, and you have to value the dream and the vision that you've been given. Otherwise, it's all a waste of time. Dream, purpose, passion are all interconnected. Absolutely, positively. Why are they 55 years later or 50 years later? Why are they commemoratively looking at Dr. King? Because that was an apex in our society. And individuals that never even met him and may not have even heard of him or didn't even over there but had no clue the real power of that or the intention that was set forth in the simple statement of a dream that he had and he incorporated into a speech that people remember and recite over and over again. And I reminded of it over and over again. Why? Because it has impact. Now, we all have our personal opinions about whether or not it's actually done, you know, come to fruition or whatever, but guess what? It's known. It was put in action. Some laws changed. People began to think differently, accept some things. That's a hint. Yeah. That's a hint to us on how we should be growing our own individual lives. Dr. King is not an anomaly. Dr. King is an example for you to look at for yourself and know that whatever you choose to share as an intention can be. Bottom line, if you believe it, then you will receive it. You have to see it before you see it or you never will see it. That's our song. Because today is truly a good day for us to live our lives in a higher height, moving beyond what we feel comfortable doing and what other people feel comfortable with us doing. We just need to do it. If your 9-to-5 is no longer bringing you peace, prosperity, manifesting your purpose and your passion, if it's depleting you of your peace, then you need to reevaluate whether or not that's something you need to continue to have. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying reevaluate and see what are you doing to make you not be able to enjoy that. Because that's a powerful stream of income to have a job. But nothing should take away from your peace and being able to recognize the perfectness in the universe. Because the Creator has made it all good. We're all good. It may be inconvenient for some people because we choose to show our good when they choose not to show and accept their good, and it's okay. Express yourself with the knowing that expands far beyond the current ideal of reality. If you know there's something more, then don't settle for less. Get to the something more, whether it be a relationship, a job, doesn't matter. You need to go after what you have been given in your dream and vision because it was given to you because it's needed and necessary. And only you can do it. Sure, other folks may have a similar vision, but they're going to do their part. They're going to impact their place, and their ripple is going to hit the people it's supposed to hit. But then we're waiting for you. Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility. It makes you accountable for it. Yes, it does. So you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do? Relate back to your life. Believe it and trust. Take in a deep breath and let it rest on every level of your life, every cell that's in your body, every thought that begins to form. If it is not relative to your good, if it's not for you to be enhanced. Anything that is hindering you, if you find yourself becoming so dependent upon outside stimuli like alcohol and drugs where it's excessive, where you can't even function sometimes, that's a sign it's not a benefit for you anymore. You got to try something different. You got to give it up and you got to try something new. Usually we take the first stimuli that's poking us and most convenient. But quite possibly, maybe we should, instead of that, try something different. Of course we know, you know, modesty is always the best key. But ask yourself. I have people call me and say, I just can't get my money right. Well, you can't get your money right because every time you get money, the first thing you do is you go and you spend money on fast food, and you wonder why you don't have money and groceries in your house. As soon as you get your check, you go in and get all these beauty treatments done, and you can't pay your mortgage or your rent because you're shopping. You get caught up in the store and you're shopping, buying shoes and clothes and decide today what's important, what it is you want to do. Commit to it. Have been completed. Sounds like a plan. It's doable. Yes, it is. I'm not taking no for answers. It is doable. It can be done. It has been done by people who have less than what we have. In the little things, we find so much power. At your weakest moment, that's when you are the strongest, because that is when you are going to become more resourceful. That is when you're going to begin to open up to stop and seize every opportunity and possibility that is surrounding you, because you understand that there is so much more for you. There's no need to settle. There's no need to beg. There's no need for you to complain. Just simply sit back, relax, and breathe. Listen, feel, and know you are going on the right path. And yes, it's difficult to trust that initially, but just know that it can and will be done. I want to thank you all for joining me on today as we take this journey together. Because here on Moments of Conversations, I want it to be more than just, you know, a bunch of talking at. I want to really be able to touch you in your journey of transformation, in your journey to ascension, in your journey to discovery. I want you to recognize exactly where you are, accept it, and know that it's not permanent. That you're constantly evolving, you're constantly changing, you're constantly growing. This summer is the season for you being busy and beginning to set the foundation for you to build what you need to build and grow so that you can have a great harvest later on. For me, it's making sure that people are aware of who I am and what I do and why is it important. So I do what I need to do. I made a decision, and I've committed to it, and I do it even when I don't want to, because that's what I want is success. That brings me peace. That keeps my passion connected to my purpose. That brings about a prosperity that I can share with others and leave a legacy. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Here we go. Yes, my books are still on sale. My books are on sale on Amazon.com. Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm. And Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to You. They're both available on Amazon.com. You can get them. They're under $15. If you contact me on email, let's say, and you contact me or you get a reading, of course, you get a free book. I'm doing $10 reading specials off air.
If you want a private reading, you just need to go to my website or email me at spirituallyspeakingwithsistere@yahoo.com, or you can email me at on Facebook or wherever you choose to, and I can follow up with you. We can do a private intuitive reading. We can do a coaching session as well. If you email me or go to my website, I am committed. I'm committed to doing exactly what I said, to making sure that I provide services and support to individuals and businesses, personally and professionally, that allow them to experience transformation in their lives at the greatest level. Because I know the transformation is beneficial. I know that having a dream and allowing it to manifest is powerful and so needed. Embrace it. Don't run from it. Take your time. Quit using excuses. I don't know enough. Nope, that's not an excuse. Excuses are unnecessary and they waste time. Trust the divine presence. That the divine presence has given you everything that you desire and need. Why? Because it's already in you, it's around you, and is you. You have a dream. I have a dream. Let's begin to meditate, visualize, so that it may manifest. And we can draw onto us those resources that we need. And we can draw onto us that which we have had the vision and dream about. Oh, yes. Reach out to me if you need to. You can do so at 480-269-1038 in my office number. We'll be back here on Tuesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can always join us for moments of conversation with Marian Afua. Thanks so much for joining me on today. And remember that a dream deferred only dries up like a raisin. No one comes by and picks it up. But a dream activated is passed on and grown over and over again. So pay it forward. And remember that when things begin to cloud your way, overwhelm you, make you feel like you just can't go on, stop. Scream out nice and loud, that's not my reality. Know that it's not the end of the road and that it's only a bad dream until you believe. We believe that we can have everything that is needed and necessary and guaranteed to us by the divine universe. And therefore, everything is for us and with us and is us. Until next time, continued peace and blessings. And thanks again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation with Marian Afua. Bye-bye.